Coming up, hockey is gaining popularity among minorities. We'll talk with journalist and blogger William Douglas about what to watch for and whether the Sochi Olympics could bring America another miracle on ice and why we're seeing more blacks on the ice as well. First, though, Americans are reading differently than they used to. More ebooks, more audiobooks, and more young people choosing not to read. Joining me now to talk about America's reading habits are Kathleen Zekier. She's a research associate at the Pew Research Center's Internet Project, and Alyssa Malaspina, school librarian at South Orange Middle School in New Jersey. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you for having me.
I found that one of the more surprising things in the Pew report was the fact that perhaps the death of print were greatly exaggerated, right? I mean, people, Kathryn, are still reading books largely on traditional format, right?
Yes, and this is something that we've seen throughout our research, that print is still really the foundation of Americans' reading habits. They are reading more ebooks.
Right.
About 3 in 10 adults read an ebook last year, but really, when it comes down to it, most people read in print as well. Very few people read. Just about 4 to 5% of readers read only ebooks and
okay.
not print.
So the Pew study caught up with people beginning at age 18. Alyssa, what are you seeing in kids? What do they want to read? Do they want to go and take a Kindle or an ebook, or how are they choosing to read?
You know what? I'm seeing them read on all different devices. It's my job as a school librarian to make sure that I have all these devices for my students, because some like audiobooks. Some like ebooks and some do like print. But really what we found, as I have found as a librarian, is that print is not dead by any means. Really, my Nooks don't get checked out nearly as much as my books do. And really, when they're reading, when they want a fiction book, they want to read the print book.
Well, let's talk a little bit about ebooks and audiobooks, though, because another interesting point, Kathryn, from the Pew study is that among blacks, you saw a lot of interest in audiobooks and ebooks as well. Do we have any idea why?
That is such a fascinating question, because this is a case where there are no differences between whites and blacks for ebook reading and audiobook listening, which is really interesting, because in the past we often see
it's
differences.
It's been a big gap, yeah.
And this is also really interesting because whites are more likely to own e-readers or tablets, or e-readers especially, those devices that are really made just for reading ebooks.
A Kindle or a Nook.
Yeah, so the experiences of African Americans reading ebooks might also be a little different, because they might be more likely to read them on desktops or laptops or even on cell phones rather than just on these devices.
Now, Alyssa, one of the supposed benefits or predicted benefits of, say, an e-reader was that it would attract younger readers, right? That they like gadgets, they like electronics, and they might be more likely to read if they have a digital device. What have you seen in that particular corner?
I think that if you give them just an e-reader, they love it, because then they can read their books. They have numerous books on them. They have the ability to, you know, really go at it. But a lot of times these devices are not just an e-reader. They're also a tablet. So they get distracted by the apps and all of the other things that go along with it, and reading sometimes takes a back seat. I know in my library, I specifically bought devices that were just for books, because I didn't want them to have that distraction.
Well, let's talk about distracted teens, because there's a new Nielsen book report, Alyssa, that shows that between 2011 and 2013, the number of U.S. teenagers who say they don't read for fun has gone up to 41%, which scares me. Alyssa, I mean, are teenagers less interested in reading? Perhaps they are too distracted by their smartphone and, as you say, like an iPad or another tablet.
You know what? It didn't shock me, the statistic, sadly. I wish I could say that it did. But with students having more access and kids having more access to computers, tablets, phones, and all of that, they're not spending as much time, say, reading for pleasure. But the thing is, how do you define reading? And that was a good point that somebody brought up on Twitter today. If we're defining reading as, you know, reading a blog post, reading a fan forum, you know, reading the Minecraft forum, then you know what? Our kids are doing that. But if we're defining reading as just maybe books, then maybe it's not. So it's one of those statistics that I think is rather interesting, because kids are really getting pulled in a lot of different directions with extracurricular activities, lots of homework. So sometimes, sadly, reading takes a back seat.
So, Catherine, what do you take away from this study? How have Americans' reading habits changed?
Well, I think one of the first things to keep in mind just when we're talking about ebooks, for instance, is just people who read ebooks are really big readers. They aren't different in many ways than other readers. They tend to skew a little younger, probably because of the technological component, but they love to read, and they also really still value books as physical objects, surprisingly.
An actual
enough.
Book, not a blog post, as Alyssa was describing.
Right. I mean, that reading is much harder to capture. I mean, if I were to ask you in a survey about what you read yesterday, I mean, you could read so many things.
I can tell you, I just finished a novel called Night Film, but yeah, I am an avid book reader, yeah.
But you've probably also read, you know, you might
newspaper
have read Twitter,
articles, right.
Facebook, newspaper articles, the side of a cereal box, like, that's much harder. So we're really focusing on this, what we can quantify with books. And that's been really interesting. And I know a lot of people are very interested in these younger generations, especially because for a lot of people reading today, for the adults in our surveys,
yeah,
they grew up reading print books, and they have often very warm memories around print books and reading. So that's still a big part of their habits.
The smell of a library book. You can't replace it.
Exactly.
Kathleen Zekier is Research Associate at the Pew Research Center's Internet Project, and Alyssa Malaspina is School Librarian at South Orange Middle School in New Jersey. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.